It's been just about a month since Accenture announced its plans to lay off 25,000 of its workers, which represents 5% of its existing base. The press at the time made a big deal out of this, as any workforce reductions in this age of the pandemic is news. What some people may not know is that's a standard annual practice of Accenture to look at the performance of their workforce and cut off those non-performers. But it's always coupled with or complemented by Accenture's hiring practices, which on an annual basis exceeds that 5% as they address growth and economic conditions and opportunities within the market to restaff with talent. The larger concern in a quote published in the Economic Times on August 28th, where Julie Sweet said, and I'm paraphrasing, said that while more concerning was Accenture's announcement that they were halting hiring, which is a common annual practice within Accenture. That is more of the telltale sign that Accenture is feeling the effects of this pandemic. And further, Accenture has gone deeper to evaluate not just the 5% that they're laying off, but really evaluating and force ranking the remainder of their staff to determine if they need to make further cuts, they know where they would make them. So what does this mean for companies? I think it really boils down to breaking that into two sections. Companies that currently employ Accenture resources and companies considering Accenture for future opportunities within their environment for system implementation and consulting services from Accenture. With Accenture's suspension of new hiring practices, Accenture will be forced to look at its overall portfolio and rebalance its resources to ensure that it has the ability to support existing engagements while still freeing up the resources necessary to be able to propose new services and compete for new business. This could impact existing companies' resource allocations for existing work, and companies could see an impact relative to the stability or consistency of the resources on current engagements. Companies should be paying particular attention to the resources on their existing engagements and be looking to and confirming with their Accenture account management if they should expect to see any potential changes in those staffing mixes associated with their existing engagements. While those looking to contemplate or otherwise entertain Accenture for their new projects should be looking to vet and validate the Accenture's commitment to the staff and the teams that they're proposing for companies' opportunities for new business. Critically important for companies currently employing Accenture for existing engagements should be looking at their agreements, refreshing their understanding of the key personnel clauses to ensure that they know their rights associated with the protection of those resources and Accenture's existing commitments to maintain those key personnel on those projects to ensure that the programs continue in a manner that the companies would expect and that the turnover is managed to an acceptable and or minimum impact to your existing projects. For those companies currently exploring sourcing options for their net new projects, companies should be looking at Accenture and pressure testing the resources that they're bringing to bear to ensure, one, that they're getting the top talent available, and two, that they're pressure testing Accenture's commitment to maintain those resources should they be awarded any net new business. These are unprecedented times for companies as well as these major system implementation and consulting services providers. Accenture will make some missteps along the way as they look to balance and rebalance their portfolios and their resource mix, but it's important for companies to stay on top of these developments, understand and determine their plans to be able to react and address to these types of changes, to determine, you know, who's best to be able to support them on a going forward basis and who can sustain that support throughout their engagement to ensure the success of the programs as they're implemented. Upper Edge is closely monitoring these types of developments in the marketplace as we support our clients in their evaluations of system implementation and consulting services providers and how they present for our clients and their customers' needs. And we'll report to you any changes in behavior we see in that community to better inform you as you make your decisions on who you select as your third-party services providers for your downstream engagements. Stay tuned for more updates and have a great day.